Welcome to the Tradeswomen Australia podcast series that promotes women in trades. Here you'll hear stories of success and ambition from some of the industry's most inspirational women.
I'd love to just expand a little bit and see the business grow and make my dad really proud of the way I can run the business in the future, hopefully. But I also want to still be on site and do the manual labour and, you know, do the job. So it's just kind of finding a balance between those two at the moment.
Today we're chatting with Tammy from Geelong, a Sparky who is passionate about running a business.
I'm Tammy Voss, I'm 22 and I am an electrician who is also helping run my family business.
Tammy, what made you want to become an electrician?
My dad's been an electrician for over 20 years and growing up I used to just help him on the weekends. And when his business had an opening for an apprentice, I asked if he'd let me have a go and I've loved it ever since. And It's so different to anything out there that most people do, and I love just being a little bit different, and yeah, it's just lots of fun.
Do you want to walk us through a typical day in your shoes?
Depending on the day, I sometimes spend time in the office just because I've taken over a managing role, and we'll organise a week's work for everyone, maybe do some invoicing and quoting and talking to clients, and then other days I'll be out on site doing some renovation works. We work at lots of universities, so we do lots of installs and renovations for them. Sometimes I'm out in a 60-foot boom working up on lights on top of sports stadiums and things like that. So every day is very different, but it's all really good.
Oh my God, do you get afraid of heights?
No, when it's a little bit windy, yes, it swings a tiny bit, but I can't do anything. I have to get up there and do it. So I've learnt to get used to it.
Oh, good on you. I could not do that. What do you love most about your job? Like, do you have any favourite things that you like doing?
I like just feeling proud of my work. Like, when I walk past things and look at people using them or, you know, just looking at what we've done, I feel such, like, so accomplished, and I love being able to provide customers with what they need and just going out there and, you know, giving them so many options and choices and just providing exactly what they want. So, yeah, that's probably my favourite thing.
So what's your role now and what are some of the tasks that you do for the company?
So at the moment, I'm general manager position and electrician. So, like, maybe 2 days I stay in the office and I will make sure all our jobs are in order, everything is coming through from the wholesalers, making sure our invoicing and everything's up to date, and just going out and talking to clients about different jobs and doing a bit of quoting. And then other days I'll go out with the guys and just work on jobs with them, just installing lots of different lights and doing lots of testing and fault finding and just whatever usually the university calls us and asks us to do something, we'll get out there and do it. So it really depends on the day of the week what we do.
Wow, that's so cool. I love it. Does your dad still work as well, or have you sort of?
Yeah. So the reason I'm doing a bit more of the managing is because he was a bit sick for the last 2 years and he was in and out of work and they had to have someone step up and do the work, and my family trusted me to do it. So I was kind of put into that position and just learnt on the run. So now he's more taking a step back and just coming in a couple of days a week and just chilling out and enjoying himself because he's made the business. And I'm doing more learning about businesses and everything like that, as well as being on site.
Awesome. So would you say the electrical industry has a lot of opportunities, and what are they?
Yeah, I think that I'm seeing more and more women in the electrical industry. The first reaction you get off people is, I've never met a female electrician before. But I think that it's opening up more now to people, and people being more comfortable with, like, girls being able to do the work as well. There's so many opportunities now with the big construction sites coming up and all the, where I am in Geelong, all the new buildings and everything, everyone's always looking for people to do the work. So I definitely think there's a lot of opportunity there. You go so many places. I've actually looked at Antarctica, being an electrician down there. Like, that's always interested me, or working in the snowfields and places like that as well are always, you know, something I've kind of wanted to strive for.
Well, that's so cool. What are the unexpected benefits that have come to you from pursuing your career?
I think it's definitely the confidence I've gotten out of my, like, being in my job. When I first started, I was so shy. I was really unsure of myself, whereas now I'm so much more, like, I feel a bit more personable and I'm more comfortable talking to people and talking about what I do, and even just in social life, stepping out of my comfort zone a little bit, whereas at the start, I'd always be the one in the corner watching everyone do what they do, and I didn't really expect that. But it's definitely something I'm so happy that I have got now. That's probably definitely the best thing about it.
And what career advice would you give to those considering pursuing an electrical apprenticeship?
I think it's hard to get into, but don't be disheartened by being turned down, because I know I have a lot of resumes come through and sometimes it's just not the right time for people to put you on, or it's just not the right position, but keep trying. I know a lot of people, like, give you different advice. I'd say put your resume in at wholesalers around wherever you live, because when I go in there, I always read the resumes that are sitting on their bench. And I think just keep trying, keep persisting, and even offer you, like, just some general TA work just to get some experience as well, so you can put that on your resume, and I think you'll eventually get picked up.
Over the time of your career, are there any moments where you've been really proud of yourself? I call them hero moments, but is there any times, like maybe awards you've won or something like that, that you'd like to share?
I got nominated for a Program of the Year through my TAFE. I didn't win, but that was probably my biggest accomplishment in my apprenticeship. Out of all the electricians in my year, I was the one from the teachers that said that I was the Apprentice of the Year, so I did a big right up on that, and that was really nice. And I guess passing my final exam, it was hard work. It was, I failed twice and I didn't want to go back. But the third time I went back and got 91%, and I was just so happy that I could actually do it, because it was just, it was beating me down a lot, and it took me 3 months to finally get there. But yeah, getting that ticket and getting signed off was definitely a nice feeling.
So good. I've heard that, and the plumbing exams are really hard.
Yeah, and they're expensive.
I'm so glad I picked a trade that doesn't have an exam.
Fair call.
So it's so cool. What have you got planned for your future in the industry?
At the moment, I'm focusing on a lot of management staff and growing our business locally. I've actually bought a business mentor in for me to help get myself and the company out there a bit more. I'd love to just expand a little bit and see the business grow and make my dad really proud of the way I can run the business in the future, hopefully. But I also want to still be on site and do the manual labour and, you know, do the job. So it's just kind of finding a balance between those two at the moment. But yeah, I just want to be able to help run the business and then hopefully be able to take it to where I want to take it in the future and learn as much as I can on the way. So yeah.
That's so cool. How did you get the business mentor?
Just through local business meetings that I went to. So I was a part of like a small business network, and I went to a breakfast and started talking. I just told him about what I was doing, and he said, well, I'm a business mentor. I'm more than happy to come in and talk to you. And now I have like monthly catch-ups with him and my parents, and we all sit down and look at our plans and what we're doing that's good and maybe what we need to change to better ourselves and things like that. And it's probably been one of the most beneficial things we've done this year for our business. So yeah, it's really good.
That's so cool. That's such a good idea, I guess, for anyone running a business to look at getting a mentor, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And he pushes me to get out of my comfort zone a little bit more and go to a larger networking group, whereas, and you know, just really push to talk to people and introduce myself and everything like that. Whereas before, I'd kind of stand there and just watch everyone do it and hope people would come up to me, whereas now he's more teaching me to go up to the people.
Yeah. Do you have a Facebook page or anything you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, we're on Facebook as TTS Electrics. It's one of the things I probably need to get a little bit more up to date, but definitely give it a follow and you'll see a few photos of what we do and who we are. So, yeah.
How do you recommend we could get more women into the industry?
I think that talking to people in school is definitely something that I wish I had, because my school was very against me leaving. I left in year 11 and they weren't too happy about that. I got told by teachers that I was never going to have a career because I was leaving. So,
did you leave to do your apprenticeship?
Yeah. I finished year 11 and a week later I started my first year apprenticeship. So didn't have a break.
Wow, that was in full on, jumping straight from like full-time work is something you're just not prepared for in school, are you?
No, and I think I lost a lot of friends from leaving school, which I struggled with for a long time because I didn't do year 12 and I had full-time work and they were so used to just going to school and seeing their friends, whereas I was trying to catch up with them outside of school and kind of got a little bit jealous at the end there, being like, well, I'm still here, guys, and I don't really talk to anyone from school anymore.
That's sad. It's hard, though, especially.
Yeah.
But you're in the better position because you were making money and they were doing nothing, so.
Well, that's what I said anyway.
Make yourself feel better.
yeah, exactly.
Do you know many other women in the industry?
No, not really. I've kind of, like, spoken to one or two when I was doing my exams or saw them and things like that. I haven't really come across any out on the website as such, but and you still get those people saying, I don't know any female trades, and I'm like, there's plenty out there, but just not as many as you think sometimes, I guess.
Is there anything you feel like I haven't asked you about that you would like to get out there?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's just, I just like promoting it and talking about it because it's such a good thing to do if you want to do it and you're passionate about it. If you're not ready to sit in school or uni for 5 years or you don't know what else to do just because you feel the pressure of everyone else doing it, definitely consider a trade, because by the time you finish your uni course you could have a qualification for a trade just instead of sitting there because you don't know what to do. And that's about it.
Before we wrap up the show and before you go, there is one more question I'll ask you. Did you have any resources or was there anyone who you drew inspiration from to do what you do?
My dad. I watched him make the business, and all the guys that I've worked with are now, like some of the older guys have gone on and started their own businesses and, you know, up in higher roles, and they were just the people around me that made me more passionate about it, what I did, and taught me so much. So it's just more like the people that support you are the ones that I looked up to.
Thanks so much for coming on the show, Tammy. It's been really great having you. How can listeners get in touch with you?
Thank you for listening to my story. If you want to get in contact with me, please contact me through Trades Women Australia.
Thanks, Tammy, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Please stick around for some special show notes. Thank you for listening to today's show. Today's show is brought to you by the Federal Department of Education and Training, Real Skills for Real Careers. To find out more about apprenticeship pathways, you can visit www.myskills.gov.au or the Tradeswomen Australia website. If you've enjoyed listening, please leave us a 5-star rating. Until next time, catch you later.